very grateful and very honored to be here today. Bhakti Chiru Swami Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj ordered me to speak first. So perhaps I should just introduce them. That way they will ask me to speak first next. What can I say? His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Coming from a multimillionaire's family. And actually, my family was a struggling family economically. But his house, where he grew up, and my house, where I grew up, were only 11 minutes drive from each other. In 1969, he was going to college in Boston. He met Srila Prabhupada and the devotees. And he went to India and took her out for more, explaining this beautiful story of his father, who was a judge in Chicago, who later on had a whole courtroom named after him. He offered Prabhupada $1 million and Giriraj Maharaj $1 million if he would just come back to America and practice his bhakti there. And Giriraj Maharaj said, "The service to my guru is more valuable than hundreds of millions and trillions of
dollars."
And he served in a rat, snake, and mosquito with malaria infested jungle. And the people around there were even more dangerous. And the government officials who were supposed to protect you from the people were even more dangerous. But that's Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And Prabhupada often would say that he had complete trust in Giriraj Swami Maharaj and gave him the highest responsibilities. So we're so honored and grateful. Be with you.
I'll try to live up to your glories.
He was one of Prabhupada's very confidential, intimate, inner circle devotees. And since then, what he's done around the world through his writing of books, and his lecturing, and his inspiring, since happened. We have His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada took Bengali literatures and translated them into English with purports, and he asked Bhakti Chiru Maharaj to translate all of his books into Bengali. He did it. Within a year of his coming to the path of bhakti, Srila Prabhupada gave him first initiation, second initiation, sannyas, and made him his personal servant and personal cook up until his last days in this world. Because again, Srila Prabhupada had such complete faith in the integrity, the dedication, and the sincerity of this beautiful Vaishnava. And since then, his culture, his artistic, aesthetic talents in singing and filmmaking and speaking and everything was literally charmed and transformed numberless hearts. And we are so grateful and honored to be with him. And our very beloved friend and temple president, Tukaram Prabhu, by the power of his desire to serve all of you, he's dragged all of us here. He didn't exactly say it. He said it correctly, but not with all the detail. I spoke to him on the phone just 2 days back. He said, Gira Swami and Bhakti Chola Swami are here, and we're all expecting you to be here. Everybody really wants the three of you together, but unfortunately, they already assigned you to be in Los Angeles at the same time, and it's going to divide everybody up, and we really like you. And Bhakti Chiru Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj both told me that they really want you to be here. And all he needed is my agreement to speak to Svabhaskar. And I felt so absolutely honored. I said, there's no place in the cosmic manifestation I would rather be at this moment than Giriraswami and Bhakti Charu Maharaj and Tukaram Prabhu and Panchatattva and all of you. Love your eye on. Today's festival is not only in memory of a story that is so deeply exciting and moving, but it is filled with crucial lessons for one who wants to make progress in the path of pure devotion. Srila Prabhupada told us that the Lord teaches the world through the devotees. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here in this world, he revealed his love and his guidance to all people for all time to come through the lives of the saints that followed him. One in particular was Raghunath Das Goswami. There are three Goswamis in our Sampradaya that represent the three stages of bhakti. Sanatana Goswami is the Sambandha Guru, who teaches us how to establish our relationship with the all-attractive Lord. Rupa Goswami is the Abhideya Guru, who teaches us how to engage in the loving service of the Lord in such a way to attain the ultimate perfection. And Raghunath Das Goswami is the Prayojana Guru, who teaches us how to live in that state of the highest perfection, of the Gopi's love for Krishna. Now we can read their writings, but we won't really be able to understand with experience or realization unless Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panda, which means we learn to follow in their footsteps. What were their values? What was their character? What was their personalities? Their dedication, their priorities? It's crucial to understand for saintly people so that we can follow in that spirit. What is really valuable in this world? Krishna tells in Gita, Dukalayam Ashashvatam, that this world is by nature a place where there is so much suffering because everything is temporary. Whoever we are, physically, emotionally, whatever we have, it is all going to be taken away by the power of time and by the power of others. Raghunath Das Goswami was the son of Govardhan and Hiranyamata Madar. His father and uncle were, by today's standards, multi-billionaires. They owned vast tracts of land. And they, under the king, they were the tax collectors. And they got a big percentage. They had power. They had wealth. They had incredible influence. And in the entire family, the whole generation, the next generation, Raghunath Das was the only child. He was the heir to everything. And they put their complete confidence in him because he was so incredibly intelligent, skillful socially, and in every other way. And he was an ocean of good qualities. To hand their fortune, their life's work, over to him was the greatest happiness. When he was just a little boy, Haridas Thakur, who was the Namacharya, happened to be living in a little jungle close by, in a place called Chandrapur. Now, Haridas Thakur, he was born in an outcast family at a time when in India the caste system was very much prevalent. And Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to crash through the limitations and the misconceptions of this caste system and establish that that respect is based on every living being being an eternal servant of Krishna, a part of Krishna, a sacred child of Krishna. And that our spiritual life is based on our character and our devotion, not based on our birth or any physical qualifications. So Haridas Thakur would chant at least 300,000 names of Lord Krishna every day. If you chant malas, it's 192 rounds. And still, he had time to be sharing the inspiration of his devotion with everybody around him. People loved him, and people hated him. There were wealthy, powerful people, people of brahminical status, who had tremendous influence in society, who wanted to destroy him. They tried to destroy his reputation. They wanted him dead, in jail, somehow or other, to rid him. And wherever he went, there were these people who tried to do that. But the saints, they understood his glory. And when Raghunath was a little boy, his father's guru, Yadunandanacharya, Balaramacharya, they took him to meet Haridas Thakur. And see his renunciation, just sitting in a forest with nothing and no one, usually living in caves, constantly chanting God's holy names. Raghunath Das Goswami was deeply affected. This is a principle of truth. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Satrako, Labha Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Even a moment's association with a saintly person can completely transform the values of our lives and open the doors to the highest realizations of liberation. The Bhagavad Purana explains that achieving tremendous wealth, becoming a king, attaining heavenly pleasures, attaining all the eight mystic cities, even attaining liberation itself, is not as valuable as a moment's association with a pure devotee. Because that can awaken that inspiration that within our hearts for that prema. Unmotivated, unconditional love for God. Raghunath Das Goswami, he simply wanted to have what Haridas Thakur had. A multi-billionaire who wants what a person who's living in a cave has. Krishna Prema. love for Krishna.
And when he went back home, he performed all of his duties as far as his school. He was the topmost student. He was the topmost in everything. But he had no interest in anything egoistic, selfish, or material. And when Lord Chaitanya, after taking sannyas, stopped in Shantipur, Raghunath Das Goswami went to meet him. He was spontaneously attracted. And when he saw Lord Chaitanya as a sannyasi, Raghunath Das Goswami decided, I want to simply serve him wherever he is. The parents of Raghunath, they did everything because they saw he wasn't interested in all the things that they were so attached to and that they gave their lives, their souls, their everything for.
Yeah.
And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was actually leaving home to go to Puri to meet Lord Chaitanya. Almost every day. And his parents hired guards to capture him and bring him back. At a certain point, he had 12 guards watching him 24 hours a day. So what is the lesson here? We cannot imitate great souls. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained to the Kurma Brahman that you don't have to change the position of your life. You can live at home with a husband or wife or children or parents, perform your job, and just chant God's names and live with good character, and whatever you do, offer in love and devotion to the Lord, and you will attain the ultimate perfection. So detachment, renunciation, Gita says, is not about just changing our position in society. It means changing our consciousness. Not being attached to ego and selfishness. Not being attached to being the proprietor, the controller, or the enjoyer. But being attached to serving with love. Understanding everything is the property of the Lord. And the Lord wanted to teach a very powerful message to Raghunath Das Goswami. He didn't see all the wealth in creation to even be a speck of value compared to the unlimited oceanic value of loving Krishna and serving the Lord and his devotees. So he couldn't leave home. And one day he heard that Lord Nityananda, who was the original spiritual master, the expansion of the Lord, Chaitanya, Nityananda Prabhu was in a place called Panyati. I go there regularly, on the bank of the river Ganges, not far from Calcutta. Lord Nityananda was sitting under a banyan tree, which is still there. This is 500 years ago. With some of his associates. And Raghunath came with his guards and got permission to go to see Lord Nityananda. And he was so humble. From a distance, he offered his obeisances. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was told by one of his followers that there is Raghunath offering obeisances from a distance. And Nityananda Prabhu, he said, you are a thief. You are keeping a distance. Come here. And he said, now, because you are keeping a distance from me like a thief, I will punish you. The punishment is, you must feed all my devotees and all the townspeople and everyone around here cheap rice and dahi yogurt. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very happy. Now this is very instructive also. Because cheap rice is the cheapest food there is. I have personal experience.
When I was a beggar back in 1970 in the Himalayas, I was taught how to beg. And what everybody, usually 80% of the people don't give you anything. But if they give you something in India, it's just price. Because, you know, if, to be charitable, you give something, but it's usually the cheapest possible thing you have. So you go to a shop, and they have all kinds of nice rices and vegetables, and when the beggar comes, they'll just take a handful of cheap rice and throw it in your bag. Because it costs practically nothing. But the good thing about chip rice is it doesn't spoil. Because it's flat and it's totally dry. You have to add something to it to even eat it. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he wanted to show the world this principle of Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktaram Pushpam Talam Toyam Yome Bhakti Prayashti. That if we want to be delivered from all the entanglements and sufferings of material existence and attain the loving service of the Lord, we just serve with love. Raghunath was a billionaire. He could have offered samosas, sweet rice, and halava, right? But Nityananda said, cheap rice. Cheapest thing! But that chip rice, it had unlimited value because it was offered with devotion. So it's not a matter of who we are or what we have, it's a matter of our sincerity. So he made this fantastic feast of just chip rice. He just soaked it in water. And then he soaked some with milk. And then he added yogurt and bananas and sugar to one pot, and then another pot he added condensed milk and camphor and some ghee and some sugar and some special bananas. And Raghunath gave this chip rice to everyone. And Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya both partook of this chip rice. And we're going to hear the more deep realizations of this pastime from our other more exalted speakers. I'm just giving a little introduction. But the price of love of God, of Krishna Prema, is simply the sincerity of the heart and willingness to serve without ego. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so humble. He wouldn't even approach Lord Nityananda directly. What to speak of Lord Chaitanya? He did it through the devotees. He served through the devotees. And yet Lord Chaitanya exalted him to be the highest pinnacle of spiritual perfection. His life was a personification. This particular pastime was so much exemplary of this verse. We want to chant the names in such a way to access the supreme power and grace of the Lord. It is required that we are humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, eager to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. This Chiradhi festival that we're celebrating today is the day that Raghunath Das Goswami bought a bunch of chip rice and mixed it and served it to the Lord and his devotees. And the Lord wanted to show us that by being the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, that spirit, that consciousness, is the perfection of yoga. It's the perfection of Dharma because it attracts the infinite grace of the Lord upon us. Thank you very much.